wrap around it. He's made it. After all the years of working behind the scenes, doing the dirty jobs and getting in among the streets and learning about the clientele, he's finally climbed to the top. Sharing the spot for a while isn't a problem. He's always known that was going to be the case. Who better to share that top spot with other than his dad while he learns what it's like to run things? His old man was a force to be reckoned with. One of Glasgow's most feared gangland criminals. Marcus knows he's learnt from the best. He has to admit, being delegated the dirty jobs over the years was actually something he'd enjoyed. His old man had always said from when Marcus was a young lad that he would have to earn his way into the business. Just because he was the firstborn son didn't mean that he would immediately be entitled. The dirty jobs had been his in. He'll miss that part of it. Getting right in the midst of things. The power he felt during his climb was like no other. He deserves his promotion. The people in the streets of Glasgow respect the family, respect their power. Of course there have been the odd chancers over the years who attempted to worm their way out of having to pay their debt to the family. But Marcus has always taken great pleasure in righting that wrong. It's what he does best. Break a leg here, snap a wrist there, and soon they'd pay up, and with interest too. Being the son of a top gangster is a magnificent feeling, when people realised who he was. He loved watching how their expressions changed. He's heard through the grapevine that people are commenting that Marcus is harder than his old man, and that how, when the time comes for him to take over, everything would change. Things would become darker. They aren't wrong. They'll all do well to remember that. The hardest job of all was the one that put him at the top. Marcus had been put in charge of a very specific operation, and it wasn't just for financial gain. It was personal to all of them.
Kill two birds with one stone, son, and you've got your pick of the worms.
That phrase has stuck with him from day one. Now he's succeeded. The plans are in motion and the reins of the business are just within reach. A brand new venture, with the heart of the business run from the most luxurious premises. It's going to make him a fortune. And he's the top man now that his old man is retiring. All the business ventures over the years, the hard work to get them to where they were now was all his. This was the thing he'd been waiting on as far back as he could remember. Although Marcus knew that his dad would never fully sit back and enjoy his later years, he would always want a hand in some of what was going on. And Marcus was fine with that, because he would be the boss from now on. It was all his.
You gonna pour one for me?
Tommy, Marcus's brother, asks. Marcus turns and smiles.
Already waiting for you, mate.
Marcus replies, motioning towards the drinks cabinet. Marcus couldn't be happier to have his younger brother as his second in command. He won't trust anyone else. Their bond has grown in strength over the years, and now that Marcus is at the top of his game, he couldn't ask for a better team by his side.
So, where is she?
Tommy asks.
Your new bit of meat.
Marcus laughs and swallows the last of the whiskey. He walks across the white tiled floor to the cabinet that houses his favourite whiskey, places the glass down on it, and runs his fingers across his trim black beard.
She's out shopping, buying herself something nice.
Where'd you find this one?
Tommy asks, drinking greedily from his glass. Looking out at the city of Glasgow at dusk, Marcus is stunned by just how stunning it all is. From up here, no one would know what goes on underneath. Marcus knows differently, and he's proud that his family are responsible for most of it.
Does it really matter? The point is, I have her, and it was so fucking easy.
Nah,
Tommy says with a grin, staring out at the city alongside Marcus.
Don't suppose it does.
Marcus pours himself another whiskey and turns to the window on the opposite side of the apartment. From this side of the room, his home has a view of the south side of Glasgow. Most of the old council buildings, flats and old factory units were derelict now, or inhabited by rats and junkies. Marcus often wondered what the difference was in that. The place looked rough, almost like there was a permanent black cloud hanging over that specific part of the city. Not so easy on the eye, but still from up in the penthouse suites of the harbour apartments, not too bad. Strolling back to the other side, Marcus stands next to the balcony.